Welcome back to the Hottest Ex-Wife Ever podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Phillip, and this is the Hot Girl's Guide on Losing Love, Finding Yourself, and Starting Over. Now, in this episode, I am going to be giving you the Hot Girl's Guide to Divorce. Now, in reality, this entire podcast is that, right? In every single episode, we're going to be talking about how do you handle and navigate a relationship breakup or a divorce in the best, sexiest, most fun way possible, right? It's how do I take something that I thought was going to be a really devastating moment, because it is, it's so hard going through a breakup or through a divorce, but how do I take that and make art out of that? How do I take what I thought would defeat me and keep it moving and be a better, happier, hotter version of myself on the other side of it? Now, something I want to preface, which I'll talk about, you know, very frequently, but I just want to say it at the beginning of this episode as well, is that when I talk about being a hot girl, I'm talking about an energy. Like, yes, there will be a physical glow up. You will glow up. That is going to be one of the commandments we're going to discuss today. But ultimately, like seeing yourself as hot, claiming yourself as the hottest ex-wife ever, or the hottest girlfriend ever, or the hottest, you know, mom ever, or whatever you want to call yourself there. That is an energy and that is a mindset, right? Like you do not need to be a size two to be a hot girl. Like you are a hot girl because you decide and you call yourself a hot girl. So in this episode, I'm going to be giving you some commandments that we will be thinking about as we move through a breakup or a divorce. And if you have a friend who is going through that, please send her this episode. Commandment number one, thou shalt be the hottest version of thyself. I firmly believe that if you are going through a breakup or a divorce, you need to have a fucking glow up, right? Like, and we've all seen the memes on Instagram. It's like, if you want to know who won the divorce or like who won the breakup, look at who got hotter. Look at who had a glow up. Like you will be the hottest version of yourself because you are literally going to make a fucking glow up list. I had this thing that I called Get Hot Fall. Like I literally called it Get Hot Fall. I now celebrate it every year. I had it first in 2023. Then I celebrated it again in 2024. And I can't wait for Get Hot Fall 2025. But basically Get Hot Fall, or it can, you know, for you be Get Hot Winter, or Get Hot Spring, whenever you do it. Get Hot Fall is all about, I'm literally going to make a glow up list, which is I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to get my teeth done. I'm going to, you know, get Botox. I'm going to whatever, which like you for just to clarify, like you don't need to go get Botox or plastic surgery. Like I did that. You know, I got my nose done. I got my under eyes done. I had a lower blepharoplasty. I got Botox. I got my teeth done. I did Invisalign. I did teeth whitening. Then I did bonding. I have permanent retainers on the back of my teeth now. I lost like 20 pounds. I completely redid my wardrobe. You know, like I had my glow up and I'm so happy about it. And again, it's not because I need another man to tell me that I'm hot. It's like I am the hottest version of myself for me. And so Get Hot Fall is something that I, you know, now celebrate annually. And it's just like a reminder of like, you should love the way you look. And it's not about looking a certain way. It's about, I think, taking pride in I am doing what I can to take care of myself. Like I am prioritizing how I look. You know, for me, I was already, I would say, conventionally attractive and quite skinny, but I would always wear such baggy clothes when I was married. And I never cared about like my hair and my makeup. Like I just wanted to be covered up and I didn't care about that. And I just, you know, would literally look like a fucking rat. So for me, thou shalt be the hottest version of thyself. It's not about looking a specific way. It's about taking pride in yourself and putting out the best version of yourself, not for anyone else, but for you. So I want you to make a fucking glow up list. Like if you're going through a breakup or a divorce, I want him to fucking choke when he sees you. Like, oh, I fumbled that. I want his friends to make fun of him because of how hot you are. I want other people to be like, wow, he must have fucking sucked if she looks this good after the breakup or divorce. Like that is healing, you know? Being a hot ex-wife is really healing. It's fun. So you're going to make a glow up list. So if that's working out, if that's getting your Invisalign, if that's just getting a new haircut, it doesn't matter what it is. And it also doesn't all need to happen overnight, but you're going to make a fucking glow up list and you're going to be the hottest version of yourself. Commandment number two, thou shalt not cry over a bitch. Here's what I mean. My ex-husband did not pay bills. He was a stay-at-home dog dad. I am not going to fucking cry over a man who didn't pay bills. You are not going to cry over a man who couldn't do his fucking laundry. You are not going to cry over a man who cheated on you or whatever it is that he did. You know, whatever it is that your ex-boyfriend or ex-husband or ex-girlfriend or ex-wife or ex-spouse or ex-whatever, like, or even if you're going through a breakup, like a friendship breakup, like whatever they are, like You will not cry over a bitch. Now you might be telling me, but no, Sabs, they were like the most perfect person ever. Like, I'm the one who was the bitch. I fucked it up. I'm not sure about that, babes. Like, I'm open to that possibility, but like, talk to your therapist and see if that's actually the case. But if you are listening to an unhinged ass divorce podcast called Hottest Ex-Wife Ever, I'm going to guess that he fucked up on some level, right? And if you don't know what that was, ask your friends, ask your mom. They'll tell you. But you will not cry over a bitch. So here's my mindset on this. I never called my ex-husband bad names as I was navigating my divorce. Like, I was never telling myself, he sucks, he's a bitch, he's a narcissist, he's whatever. Now I can joke about it and be like, oh, you're not gonna cry over a bitch. But like, I was never really like negating him. And it was also not something that was a conversation with my friends. My friends were not calling him all of these horrible names, but at the same time, I was not putting him on a pedestal either. I was not like, oh my God, he's the best man ever. He's so wonderful. He's so lovely. Cause he wasn't. Like, he was a narcissist and he was physically abusive and he like literally did not have a job. He had an alcohol problem. Like, I'm not going to put that man on a pedestal, but I'm also not going to be calling him all of these awful names because all of that is energy. Like, it can be a lot of positive, loving energy, or it can be a lot of negative, hateful energy, but either way, it's a lot of energy. So you will not cry over a bitch, meaning like, you are not going to make this man something that he's not. You are not going to give him all of this energy and devotion and attention. Like, you're going to take all of the energy that you've been putting on him and you're going to put it back on yourself. You need to see the situation and see him or them or whoever it is objectively for who they are and how they treated you. And in my case, I did not have a good husband. Like, he was not kind to me. He did not protect me. He did not honor me. He did not love me. Like, I was physically unsafe in that house. So I'm not going to, you know, be devastated and think that I have somehow lost out in life because I'm out of a bad situation. Like, God removed me from a very bad situation because God's plan was so much better than whatever the fuck I was going through and whatever the fuck I was tolerating for myself. Similarly, I'm not gonna be like, you know, oh my God, he sucked, he was awful, or like, he was the best. Like, nope, we're not taking any of that energy on him and we're putting it back onto myself. So commandment number two, thou shalt not cry over a bitch. Commandment number three, thou shalt shake ass. Thou shalt shake ass. And here's what I mean by that. You are gonna go have a lot of fun. Like, I don't think you should be going on like a sad girl bender. Like, I don't want to necessarily, and like, there's like a capital S sad girl bender and there's like a lowercase s sad girl bender, right? Like, lowercase s is like, you have some wine and you're like crying on the couch with your friends. Capital S sad girl bender is like, your mom has to come pick you up from jail. So like, you can have like a lowercase s sad girl bender, but like not a capital S one. So like, you shaking ass is like you going out and you having fun, but like, I don't want to hear that you woke up in Mexico. But also, if you want to go to Mexico, you should do that, babes, because you actually get to do whatever the fuck you want to do after a breakup or a divorce. Like, you kind of get a hall pass, especially if you're married to someone abusive. Like, you can commit whatever crime you want and that is your right. But you will shake ass. Like, you are going to go get dressed up. You're going to go out. You're going to have fun. And I would also just go ahead and say, like, we'll talk about this in another episode of like, how do you pick up guys? Like, how do you date? Hot girl reading a book alone at the bar works every single time. Like, you're going to get dressed up. You're going to look cute. Go to your local wine bar. I would probably go to like a wine bar, a hotel bar, instead of like a bar at first, if you're trying to meet guys or meet people, but just like sit there reading a book. You always want to go by yourself. If you go with a bunch of friends, guys won't approach you, but also like, go out with your girlfriends, like shake ass, like literally have a plan for every single weekend of what you're going to do. And if you're not a big party girl, that's fine. Like, go to like a pottery club or go to a book event or go to a cooking class, but like, you will not stay in your house crying all the time, because we also have to be really mindful of like, how does our brain work? So if our brain is sat in our house crying all the time, of course we're going to be sad. But if your brain is getting out and experiencing life and living life and getting this feedback of like, there are things outside the world that give me joy and meaning and good positive feelings, you're going to seek out more and more of that. So I want you to get the fuck out of the house and go shake your ass. Commandment number four, thou shalt let your lawyers do the talking. If you are getting a divorce, this maybe doesn't apply to you if you're getting a breakup, but if you're getting a divorce, do not talk to that man or that woman or that person. Like, do not fucking talk to them. I made this mistake and I had to realize really quickly, do not talk to this person. And one of the reasons for that is anything you say or anything you write down could come back to bite you in the ass in court. But also, Like, it's, again, it's just giving them emotional energy and it's just like making it more complicated. I appreciate that if you have children, perhaps you will need to communicate with this person to arrange things like custody schedules or handoff or things like that. If possible, my suggestion would be to see, and again, have your lawyers ask that question, but could like a third party be on that group chat? Like, could your attorney be on that group chat, or could your mom or their mom or whoever, like, could you agree on a third party to be on that group chat? So there's no, and all communication should be in writing. I wouldn't do anything over the phone or on voice memo. Like, every single thing needs to be written out so that you can give it to a lawyer. But like, do not talk to this person unless you absolutely have to. And really the only reason I think you would absolutely have to is if there is a child or an animal involved. But let your lawyers do the talking. That's what they're there for. That's what you paid them for. If you keep talking to this person, it's going to be really hard to move on. But also, if you're talking about dividing up assets, that shit could come back to bite you in the ass. Commandment number 5, thou shalt not settle. And what I mean by that is, after you go through a breakup or a divorce, I think that sometimes we can lower our standard or expectation of what it is that we want. I have some friends who are in their 40s and they really want to get married so they can have kids. And I feel like they date these total fucking losers because they just think like, oh, I need to meet someone fast. Like, I have to be quick about it. No, like, you get to take your time. You get to be with exactly what you want. Like, you need to have the most impossible fucking standard. And what so many of us think is like princess treatment is actually the bare minimum. You know, think about my partner now. I think about Captain now. And you know, when I was married, my ex-husband would call me bad names all the time. Like, you literally every single day, like, fucking bitch, cunt, whore, bitch. I remember one time he's like, you're just like a slut like your mother. And I remember talking to my mom about that. And she's like, what the fuck did I do? You know, and like, that's the point. Like, he would just say the most insane stuff. I would literally drop dead in shock if he ever called me a name. Like, I know for a fact he wouldn't. You know, like, he literally goes to war. There's all these memes about like, oh, guys used to go to war and now they can't even send you flowers. There are boys who go to war and still send flowers, right? Like, I remember the first time he sent me flowers, he was on exercise, which in military terms, exercise is like a fake war. Like, they go out and they do like fake wars in simulated situations. So it could be like in desert conditions, or it could be in rainy conditions or snowy conditions. So like, he literally was out playing fake war. And just because it's a fake war doesn't mean it's hard. Like, poor thing. I remember at the end of it, he was like, oh, I'm so excited. I haven't had a shower in a month. Because they're literally out there. Like, it's like extreme camping, you know, like blowing shit up. So he was like doing that and he could still send flowers, right? And like, he still could check in with me like morning, noon, and night, no matter what. I never had to text first because he would always check in with me. You know, like, I never had to worry about that. So you're not going to settle. And I think this is where the universe can be really fun, because just see how good it can get. Like, literally ask God, like, show me how good it can get. Ask the universe, show me how good it can get. Like, blow my fucking mind. Like, literally blow my wildest dreams off the map. Like, I want something better than I ever could have imagined. And you will find that, but you cannot settle. Like, this is not the moment to lower your expectations. This is the moment to raise your expectations and to demand more. Because when you're in a relationship or you're in a marriage, you kind of have to work with what you have. Like, you can walk away or you can kind of work with what you got. So like, this is a moment where like, you are so blessed because you're not committed to anything. You're not tied to anything. And of course, like, you might have children or animals, but you don't have like a partner that you answer to. Like, you literally get to raise the standard. And I want you to only expect the best. And you might have to kiss some frogs along the way. I certainly did. And also, it doesn't need to take that long. Like, my divorce was July 2023. April 2024, I met Captain. So not even a full year. And, you know, it took us a while because we kind of had like a lovers to friends arc because he was far away. And, you know, military, obviously. But like, don't settle. Commandment number 6. Thou shalt make art of thy pain. And this is something I talked about a little bit in the first episode, which is, you know, I had a divorce party and I framed my divorce certificate and I called myself the hottest ex-wife ever and I did a boudoir shoot with a cake. So you get to decide what that looks like for you, but I want you to find a way to look back on this experience in a positive light. Now, that could be, I'm going to have a party in my living room with my friends. That could be, I'm going to go on a vacation, you know, go to Disney World. Wear some black t-shirts with your friends, like, do whatever you want. But I want you to have some sort of moment or ceremony that marks this chapter being over and really is about celebrating what's to come. So that could be whatever it is that you want, but you will make art out of your pain because you are going to use this experience to find beauty and meaning, and you get to assign that and decide what that is. Like, you can decide, I failed and I fucked up and my marriage is over and I'm a loser. Or you can decide, I gave it my all, I did my best, and the best is yet to come, and it's this or something better. So like, you get to decide what that is. But I do think for humans, having ceremony and ritual is so important. Like, if you think about it, we have Christmas every single year, or we have New Year's Eve every single year. We've got Valentine's Day. We have, you know, 4th of July, or wherever you're located. Like, I'm in Scotland, but I'm American, obviously. So we don't have 4th of July here, but we have Burns Night every single January. So we are used to ritual and ceremony and the changing of the season. So you have to find a way to honor whatever it is that you just went through. And I think for me, doing that was really helpful because I had things actually to look forward to while I was getting divorced. You know, I made the decision to have a divorce party months prior, before my divorce was even finalized. I had made the decision that I was going to frame my divorce certificate. I asked myself, I was like, what am I going to do with my wedding ring? Because, you know, my engagement ring I still have, we're trying to sell it, but my wedding band, it was from Cartier. And basically what you can do is you can melt it down. And they were like, you can melt it down for the weight and get that value for the platinum. And it was going to be about $70. And I was like, okay, so I can melt this down and get $70, or I can slingshot that baby into the ocean, you know, and then one day maybe some cute little hobbits will find it and they will go on a grand adventure. So I got to decide what that meaning was going to be for me. And I got to make something that for so many of us is really challenging and just kind of reframe it into something a little bit better. So commandment number 6, thou shalt make art of thy pain. And then our last commandment, which is a quote you've heard me talk about before, and you're probably going to hear me talk about in every single episode, is thou shalt have enough courage to trust love one more time and always one more time. So this is a quote from Maya Angelou that I had printed around my divorce certificate. I have this quote all over my house. It is something that is very mindful for me and very present for me. And, you know, I even think about it now being in a new relationship, and I sometimes have this like fear that comes up, obviously having been through divorce, of like, well, what if it all goes away? Or like, what if it ends? And if it did, which I don't, you know, it's interesting now being in this relationship because it's just so easy and peaceful that like, I can't imagine why it would end. But also if it did, like, I would be okay. Like, I know now that I would be okay having gone through everything. I think that it would be very easy, let's say, after you go through a divorce or a breakup, you meet a really nice guy and it's all going super well, and then it ends for some reason, to be like, okay, well, I'm never going to trust love again. Which is probably what you maybe said after divorce or breakup, like, oh, I don't want to date again. Like, I can't trust anyone. Like, how am I ever going to trust a man again? Like, I think that's a very normal reaction to pain, is to close yourself off and to want to push that away. I think it's a very normal reaction, and it makes sense. It makes sense that your brain would feel that and, you know, not want to go back into that place. And also, I have had people tell me, because I'm a Cancer moon, if you know anything about astrology, I'm a Cancer moon. I'm a very sensitive little chicken. And I have had people tell me, you know, don't have your heart so much on your sleeve, like, just be really careful. And I've told them, you know, I'm okay with getting my heart broken. You know, if my heart gets broken, that means it's still working. There's this song, and it goes, hello, my old heart, how have you been? You know, it's been so long since I've hidden you away. That song for me, and just like that idea for me of like, hello, my old heart, like, there it is, like, there you are, you're still beating, you're still working. I think for me, I'm okay with getting my heart broken over and over again, because that means it's still beating. That means I'm still here. That means I still have opportunity. That means I'm still feeling things. I just want to be wiser as I get older about what is actually love and what is infatuation or attachment or a trauma bond, because my marriage was very much a trauma bond. You know, I very much forced my marriage into existence. I wanted to be married, but I wanted to have a family to kind of heal the pain of my childhood, but I didn't necessarily want to be married to that man. And so that's the piece where we kind of get to grow. And, you know, trusting love one more time and always one more time is also about trusting ourselves and trusting that we are learning and that we're getting better and that we are attracting the right people to us. And, you know, trusting that it is safe to be loved and it is safe to want to be happy again. And it is safe to you know, be married again. I have friends who are divorced and who are, you know, about to get engaged again. And there's just this fear of like, oh my God, what if I have to go through that all again? And so I think there's safety in knowing, you know, I'm a different person now. I've grown, I've done my work, I've gone to therapy. I'm very mindful about the partner that I've selected. And also, even if it did end again, I would be okay. And I would listen to the How to Sex Wife Ever podcast, and I would shake my ass, and I would have a glow up list, and I would go party and have fun and never settle. And then I would have enough courage to trust love one more time and always one more time. So let's recap our commandments. Number one, thou shalt be the hottest version of thyself. Number two, thou shalt not cry over a bitch. Number three, thou shalt shake ass. Number four, thou shalt let your lawyers do the talking. Number five, thou shalt not settle. Number six, thou shalt make art of thy pain. And number eight, thou shalt have enough courage to trust love one more time and always one more time. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm very excited for what we have coming up. I feel like these first two episodes were about introducing myself and kind of introducing this concept of what is the hottest sex wife ever, but we're going to get into some fun stuff, you know. So I love astrology. So we're going to talk about like astrological evidence that your ex was a bitch. So I'm going to talk about like the best astrological placements that I love to see in a man and the absolute fucking worst. We're going to talk about having sex after divorce and what that's like. We're going to talk about dating after divorce. We're going to talk about crazy stories. I'm going to tell you all of my dating horror stories, but also just like, how do you date again? I'm going to have guests come in. So it's going to be so much fun. Thank you so much for listening to the Hottest Ex-Wife Ever podcast. New episodes release every single Friday. Make sure to rate and review and give us a subscribe so that you can be notified anytime a new episode is released. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.